cannot get into that bed with you fast enough. That's not what I meant. Okay, maybe that was a little what I meant. I am so exhausted. I don't know what is wrong with me. I need this bed like I need water. This is perfection. I'm pretty sure I've been thinking about this since we had to get out of bed this morning. You like when I play with your hair? Okay. Oh, I talked to my mom today. She says hi. No, that's not all she said. It's never all she said. You know how she is. I'm now fully up to date on every major and minor life event of my family for the past 3 generations. I heard her rather passionate opinion on that shirt I wore in that Instagram pic. Oh, and they got the Netflix. Yeah, those were finger quotes. Mm-hmm. I told her you'd go by this weekend and explain how to use it. Because they listen to you. Please, baby. Please. Thank you. Oh, God. Dinner was good, wasn't it? I mean, for a cheap thing of Trader Joe wontons and some chicken broth and some, you know, rice wine vinegar and soy sauce, that was delicious. Definitely gonna be making that again. Yeah, there's leftovers in the fridge for tomorrow for lunch for you. Yeah. Oh, God. Work. Why do I have to go to work? Oh, right. Mortgage. Damn mortgage. You know, this really is the best part of every day. You know that? Okay, maybe the second best part. The best part might be rolling over in the morning and watching you snore and drool on your... Ow! Okay. You absolutely snore, though. Seriously, I look forward to this every day. Sometimes I'll be over there in my office and just frustrated about work and some stupid people and, God, just horrible, horrible phone calls with clients. And then I come here in my head. I come to these moments with you and I calm down. I know I have this waiting for me at the end of the day. I know I probably don't say it enough because we're dealing with work and bills and the crazy dog in life, but I wouldn't rather be doing any of it with anyone else. You know that? Stop. It's true. I look forward to... Come here, let me spoon you. I look forward to laying against you. Slipping a leg between yours like this. Putting an arm around you. How are you so warm? You're always warm. You're like my little space heater. Running my fingers along your back. You always smell so good. No, not the soap or the shampoo. It's you. The smell of you. I love your back. Yeah. That feels good. Good. What else? Well, I love all of your body. Every single inch. I mean, I could show you. Okay. Hey. I know, I'm tired too. Let's just lay here, relax. But it's true though. I do love your body. All of it. Even the parts I know you don't like. Especially the parts I know you don't like. I think this part might be my favorite part, though. I love this mouth. Yes. Yes, I love the things you do to me with it, but I love when you smile. I love the way this corner tugs down a little when you're really focused on something. That smirk you give when I tease you. The other smirk when you have a smart-ass remark and make fun of me. I actually really just enjoy watching you speak sometimes. Close your eyes, baby. I know you're sleepy. Damn neighborhood. I love watching you when you don't realize I'm doing it. Sometimes I'll just walk into the room and stop and not let you know I'm there. Just so I can watch you for a little bit. You have all these mannerisms. All these things you do, and I love every single one of them. It's like I've learned to read you. Know what you're feeling and thinking without you having to say a word. I love when you get excited about something, or even angry, your eyes get bright and you flush. I love when you laugh, when you really laugh. It comes from somewhere deep. And it lights up your whole face. I love that sound. I love when I can tell you're just on the edge of sleep. The little ticks and twitches as your body settles. Your breath slow and even. That sigh when you finally drift off. That cute little whimper when you have a slightly bad dream and you tug onto me close. So.